Hey, welcome to lesson two on authority and submission, part two. So the last lesson was all about why we need to follow the authority above us and how. So now in part two, we're gonna shift gears and talk about not submitting to authority, AKA rebellion. Now, rebellion against authority in the church can take on a few different forms. There's what you could call passive-aggressive rebellion, which is kind of quiet refusal or being slow to take to follow a decision. Another form of rebellion is complaining, and this is a subtle form of just not submitting. And we often rationalize complaining by calling it venting, like somehow it helps clear out the negative stuff. But in another class, you remember that we learn that venting and complaining actually stirs up more anger and discord. And then there's a third way of rebellion, and that's this. It's outright direct dissension, outright refusing to submit to authority. Now, most of the time in ministry settings, it's the first two. Honestly, though, they're more deadly than outright rebellion, because when rebellion against authority is clear, it can be handled directly. But the passive-aggressive behavior and the complaining, they're much tougher to nail down, and what happens is they eat away the team like a cancer. Again, we talked about that in Healthy Team 101, so we're not gonna cover all that ground again, other than just to say this. Guarding your heart and your tongue is crucial, not only to being a healthy team member, but to be a growing follower of Jesus. So now, we do need to acknowledge, though, that in this fallen world, there are many times where our leaders are wrong or they're misguided. Now, as a leader, I'm wrong. I make mistakes. I'm misguided at times. So what then is my team supposed to just follow me off the cliff like a bunch of lemmings? We're going to get into that in the next lesson. We're going to be talking about how to confront your leader the right way and not in a complaining or a passive or aggressive way, but in a direct and healthy way. But for now, let's just stay on this topic of authority and submission and talk about what happens when you find that you can't submit to the leader above you. So you really have two main options when you just can't submit. The first option is this: be open to God doing a work in your heart. So always explore this option first. Seek the Holy Spirit, seek godly counsel. Your reluctance to submit might be from heart issues that God wants to work on. But if you've sought the Holy Spirit and you've sought godly counsel and you've determined that, man, this is a deal breaker situation, then you need to look at option two. And option two is this: you probably need to move on. But if you do move on, do this well. If you're just stepping down from the worship ministry, give notice. Don't just walk away from your commitments. Also, talk to your leader and make sure he or she knows why you're stepping down. It might help them to understand where you're coming from and their decisions and things like that. Also, don't stir up dissension on your way out. No matter what the issue, when we sow seeds of discord and disunity, we're just compounding the problem and hurting our own hearts. All right, now, if you're leaving a church because you just can't in good conscience follow and submit to the leadership, make sure you do this well too. And I feel like I need to say one more thing about this moving on from a worship ministry or moving on from a church. If you've had a number of incidents where you've stepped away from a church or a worship ministry, it might be you. If there's a pattern, you might need to seek some godly counsel who can help you see maybe some blind spots in your life. You might actually be drawn to unhealthy churches for some reason, or you might just be struggling with submitting to authority. But whatever the issue is, whatever the blind spot is, it's going to follow you to every church or every worship ministry you go to. So you need to let God deal with it in your life. Otherwise, you're never going to walk in His fullness if you don't. All right, so let's go ahead and shift gears here, and I want to talk directly to leaders. Some of you might already be leaders in some area of the worship ministry, or you're working towards that, or you might be a leader in some other area of life. So there are some things that us current leaders and soon-to-be leaders need to embrace. The first thing is we need to learn to submit to authority in order to learn how to properly use authority. I can tell you this from my own experience, it's true. In that book I was telling you about, The Making of a Leader by Robert J. Clinton, he says this, leaders who have trouble submitting to authority will usually have trouble exercising spiritual authority. So look at times of submitting to authority, even when it's not pleasant, as discipleship and leadership training. Now, the second thing we need to embrace is that you may have positional authority because of a title or a role, but we have to remember that true authority will flow from love, from character, and from godly influence. So we leaders are called to love and care for people like Jesus loved and cared for people. You know, and if we do that, people will want to follow us and we'll happily submit to our leadership. It's about serving and giving to them, not taking and demanding. Now, before we finish up this lesson on authority and submission, I want to look at a kind of submission that's talked about in Scripture, and that's the concept of mutual submission. Ephesians chapter 5 tells us this, to submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. And then in Philippians, Paul gives what I believe are instructions for following this command. Let me read that to you. Philippians 2, chapter 3 through 5. Then, make me truly happy by agreeing wholeheartedly with each other, loving one another, and working together with one mind and purpose. Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others better than yourselves. Don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too. You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. And then, of course, that passage goes on with that great hymn of how Christ humbled himself in obedience even unto the cross. So when it comes to mutual submission, here's the prescription that Paul's giving us. Love one another. Work together. Don't be selfish. Be humble. Think of others better than yourself. And look out for other people's interests. All right, we've covered much of this in Healthy Team 101, so I don't want to go over it all again, but it's just a good reminder that true humility really is the bedrock virtue of an amazing team. All right, so we're called to respect and submit to authority, and we're also called to submit to one another. But we're human, right? We disagree, right? We're imperfect. So that's what we're going to talk about in lesson 3. What to do when we have disagreements with those in authority above us and with those on our team. So we'll see you in the next lesson.